We love to celebrate history here, from the Fort Smith National Historic Site to the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. There are several places dedicated to cataloging our stories. Sunday morning, the First Presbyterian Church in Bentonville will take special note of its long history and special place in Northwest Arkansas's past and present. Heritage Sunday will include an exhaustive timeline for examination, a short video, and special music to commemorate more than 180 years of existence.
And all our churches are up there on the wall, the pictures. And that's the biggest Sunday school class they ever had up to that time. My daddy was president of that, and his picture's there.
Marilyn Hatcher says she first attended services at the First Presbyterian Church in Bentonville in 1941. The church then wasn't at its current address on Northeast J Street. The church has moved a few times, but that's to be expected for a congregation that has been connected to Bentonville and Benton County since before either was formally incorporated. Church records indicate the current First Presbyterian Church can trace its roots back to the Cumberland Presbyterians, who came to the rugged Arkansas frontier in the 1830s. It's not an exaggeration to say the church has been an influential part of the city of Bentonville since, and almost every major event in the city's history has ties to the church. When most of the buildings in the city were burned during the Civil War, so was the Presbyterian Church, according to Francis Boyd, a member of the congregation since 1950.
Our church was burned. One of the churches, I think it was the Woods community that was burned. And then they rebuilt afterwards.
Many historical accounts suggest no fewer than a half dozen homes were left in the city after the war. By 1877, church records indicate a newer church was built on West Central Avenue. It was also after the Civil War that the Presbyterian congregation wanted to do something to restore Sunday school and expand public education opportunities in what was still a remote part of the country. Francis Boyd says the earliest roots of public school can be traced to the church and a building still located on 2nd Street.
And it was used as a Sabbath school, and then they started public school. And it has a marker in front that the people can see, and that's where school restarted here in Bentonville.
And Francis Boyd and Marilyn Hatcher say the church was also instrumental in the establishment of a public library in the city more than 70 years ago.
During the Depression, there was a young man came here to do missionary work, and he saw a need for it and started collecting books from everywhere. And Miss Anna Graves was the first librarian, and she continued for years.
She was still there when I was a little girl, and I was scared to death of her. You'd better not talk in Miss Anna's library. And she was a Sunday school teacher too. And Linda had her, and Linda said I was so scared of her I could hardly bring myself to go to Sunday school.
Church history also includes the launch of an early version of a school lunch program, the founding sponsorship of the Helping Hands program, as well as services still offered through the church, like the My Friends and Me child care program and a food pantry. The church roles include congregants who have left indelible marks on the town, the state, and the country. James H. Berry, who served as Arkansas's 14th governor and as a United States senator, was a member of the church, as was Neil Compton, the man often credited with spearheading the effort to save the Buffalo River, and Sam and Helen Walton. The current First Presbyterian home on Northeast J Street was built in 2000. But it has several reminders of the church history, including a bell that was part of the church for more than a century after it was delivered to Bentonville from Philadelphia in 1877 by a member of the congregation with the last name of Dinsmore.
He went up there with a team of mules and brought that and the original pulpit furniture, which we still have down here, and we used it until we moved into this church.
The church has been recording history since the first congregations gathered, and this Sunday's heritage celebration owes a debt to those early historians. But a rich history is not just the facts and dates, but also the stories of the people. Members of the church's history committees wanted those stories too. And it's hard to imagine the committee could find many people better at telling those stories than Marilyn Hatcher.
They wanted people to talk about their memories and ask me and I said, well, sure, and I just started talking. And Don would say, well, tell about this, or tell about that, or tell about Miss Sophie and her red Thunderbird. And tell about this and that, you know. And she was a church member who always, her son was killed tragically in the war, and she always wore black, and her face was the same color as that blackboard, and oh, she was so white, and she wore great big black picture hats and long black elbow-length gloves, I mean everywhere. I think she probably wore them to bed. And Miss Sophie drove this huge long black Lincoln, and she was a member of our church. And one day, this car salesman approached Miss Sophie, and he, Denver Matthews, and he would talk to the boys about his new cars, and he'd say, I'm telling you, boys, the floor's got fuzz on it that thick, and it's got a stolen banjo. And he got a hold of Miss Sophie and sold her a bright red porthole Thunderbird, and the whole town was just on its head. They couldn't, well, anyway, that's the kind of stories that Don would want me to tell.
Healy Eichert has been going to church at First Presbyterian in Bentonville since 1989 when she was in college, and many of her family's stories have been centered in the church since. She says those commonly occurring events are also an important part of the church's heritage.
Well, my son grew up in this church. I got married in this church. My son was baptized in this church, and I love the people. And a lot of the people that were in the church when I was in college are still here, unless they've, you know, moved, but a big majority are. So I think just the connection to the community and the connection we have as a congregation keeps people here.
And Marilyn Hatcher says for members of the church who've been in the pews longer than Healy, the connections run deep and a long way back.
Christmas was so funny because we had a Sunday, Santa Claus, and Daddy would go out and cut the biggest cedar tree he could find, and he put cedar trees up there in the front. And we had this old moth-eaten red suit with raggedy white stuff on it. But we kids just thought it was wonderful, and everybody got a present because our Sunday school teachers brought us presents. And they made them. And I still have my little crocheted Bible bookmark that I've had in that Bible ever since that I got.
First Presbyterian Church in Bentonville will celebrate its history with a special commemoration at 11:15 Sunday morning, following the worship service at 10:15, a service that connects parishioners to their congregational ancestors who were likely doing the same thing on an October Sunday more than 175 years ago. This is Ozarks at Large.